You know, if you've got some school leavers around the house, it can be a pretty nervous time while they wait for those results to come back. Have I been accepted? Will the university take me? Is my score high enough? What's going on? Luckily, there is some good news on the way because the length of time between that is actually going to be tightened up a little bit. To talk about that with us from the university's admissions centre is the General Manager of Marketing and Engagement, Kim Payno. Good morning, Kim. For those leaving school wanting to pursue a career through university, this will be some good news. What are the changes that are coming forward?
Well, I guess the most significant change is, as you said, the amount of time that they'll have to wait from getting their ATAR to getting their offer has been reduced. So for lots of students, they're going to be getting an offer just before Christmas. So as we know, they get their ATARs about a week before Christmas, and then typically they've had to wait until that main round in January for their offer. Unis are now introducing an offer round before Christmas, so for a lot of kids, they'll get that offer a bit earlier, which is great.
So we're looking roughly about a month shaving off of the time there, roughly?
Well, I guess almost, yeah. Look, and it's probably also not just the length of time, but the time of year that it is. It's a good thing to have off your back, I suppose, before going into Christmas and the festive season. So that's nice timing as well. I want to point out, of course, that the main group that this is targeting are sort of New South Wales HSC students. The reason being, we've got their results in time for this offer round. There'll still be lots of offers made in January for all those students that unis are still waiting for their results. So there's other Year 12s that will be coming through in January offers, and other people who are already in the system, perhaps doing a TAFE qualification or some kind of uni study and waiting on Semester 2 results. They'll still be made offers in January. So I want to, as well as giving the good news for those that are going to get an early offer, also reassure those that don't have results available for those early offers that there will still be offers made in January. It's just that it won't be the huge bulk of offers that we have typically had in the past. And I expect from here on in we'll have two big offer rounds, that one just before Christmas and then the one in January.
I think that the big takeaway from that is early Christmas presents. So who doesn't like one of those, Kim?
But That's exactly right. We've become Santa Claus all of a sudden.
Fair enough. So what was the reason that you could figure behind the change in that?
Okay, to be honest, it's really just a continuation of something that the universities have been doing for the last few years, which is wanting to get out offers earlier in the cycle so that students can get themselves prepared for, you know, the next year of study, and unis can, you know, get them ready for the next step of their education journey, I suppose. So that's not new in terms of unis wanting to make earlier offers. I guess the new thing of this is really targeting that large group because we've got their results. And I guess making it not so painful for them having to wait. Where we can make the offer, why not? You know, let's go out early and so they can get prepared. And it's good for the uni too, because they also are trying to manage their quotas and, you know, fill up their courses and that kind of thing. So I think it's good for both sides, really.
You kind of beat me to the punch there. I was going to say the earlier they can get all this off their plate as well, they can move into the new year and be a little bit more organised.
Absolutely, because one of the huge tasks, obviously, that each university faces is that quota management task each year, making certain numbers of offers and trying to gauge how many are going to land as enrolments. When they get those acceptances a bit earlier in the piece, that obviously helps them with that task. The thing is, too, though, that I wanted to mention, some courses probably still wait for January because, as I said earlier, we don't have everybody's results in time for this pre-Christmas offer round. And for some highly competitive courses, I suspect that universities will want to wait until they have the full suite of results available to them to be able to make offers for those courses. So I don't want people to be alarmed, you know, if they're going for one of those highly competitive courses and don't get an offer in the December round before Christmas. That doesn't mean that they're not necessarily going to get an offer. It could just be that the universities are waiting until they've got everybody's results for those particular courses.
That's a fair call. So you might end up getting two bites at the cherry, so as to speak. Are there a couple of courses in particular that jump to mind that you may have to wait for?
I suspect medicine will wait until the January round. It's really the university's call, but I think that would be one of the likely ones. Often courses that have very tight quotas. So some of the health-related courses are in that position as well, dentistry and things like that, where they really can't make lots of offers because they have a very strict quota on how many they can take each year because of placements and things like that. So the bulk of university courses don't have that problem. Their quotas are far more generous and they don't have the same issue. So they will make, wherever they possibly can, those offers pre-Christmas. But for those tightly restricted quota courses, I suspect that will be January.
So if you want to be a doctor, you'll just have to wait a little bit longer for everybody else, Kim, you're Santa Claus.
That's right. Well, the whole process for some of those courses, like medicine and some of the other courses, is they have a range of selection criteria as well. So it's not just based on ATAR. They've had to do interviews and other tests and things. So those students are probably well-versed in the fact that they've got a few hurdles to jump and probably not surprised to hear that they'll continue to have to wait.
It all sounds fairly logical when you think about it. It's Kim Paino from the University's Admission Centre. Good news for school leavers. That month that you've got to wait, it seems like it's disappearing for most courses. 2NURFM.